When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts, a podcast where you, our listeners, can become part of a conversation with us. We are three therapists who are going to talk about the good, the hard, and all the in-betweens of life. Come join us.
Hello, welcome to Thoughts on Thoughts. This is KJ and Jessica and Taylor. And today we are talking about trusting yourself. So we've gotten some questions from people kind of about how you can relearn to trust yourself. Maybe you've been through something traumatic or you experience anxiety and you just don't know how to tune into that gut instinct or your intuition, and you're feeling like you don't know how to trust yourself. And so we decided to record a podcast episode about how to do that. So I can just start quickly by saying what some of the signs are that you don't trust yourself, so that you can kind of self-reflect and see if any of these things are going on for you. Probably the number one thing is kind of outsourcing to everyone else of what you should do. So if you are coming up on a decision in your life and you're asking everybody else what you should do, that can be a sign that you don't turn to yourself. Another one could be you procrastinate. So you put off decisions. It's just easier to sit with uncertainty than it is to make a wrong decision. Another one, you avoid tuning into your needs and you disconnect instead. You really undervalue your own thoughts and you overestimate the perspective of other people. Kind of goes along with outsourcing your own decisions. Another one can be feeling guilty after you make a decision that you made the wrong one, and kind of ruminating on what you decided and second guessing yourself, or comparing your decisions to others, like so-and-so did this, should I have done that too? And I think just really struggling with decision fatigue, but then once you make a decision, you really question it or you just seek validation about it. And a lot of that stuff is rooted in kind of having negative opinions about yourself. Like, I'm not capable of making healthy decisions for myself. I always do the wrong thing. You just don't believe in kind of your own power and worth, and you undervalue yourself. So that was a lot of things, and maybe not all of those things are going on for you, but even one of those things can be really difficult and exhausting mentally. So let's go from there. Thoughts? Anyone?
So many thoughts. This really does remind me of, like, those people. I will tell you them. It does remind me of those people. And I've been this way myself sometimes in my life, where you feel like other people, it's just like this general sense that you feel like other people have got it figured out. You know, they're wise, they've had experiences, they know things. And then for some reason, that makes you a person that does not know things. And so you're constantly going to those people. And I think one of the key things that KJ mentioned was you go to other people, not just for like, oh, I don't know what color dress to buy. It's like, should I have more kids? You know, should I take this job? Like, what should I go to grad school for? Yeah. Can I, you know, they're like pretty significant
big, things. Yeah.
Yes. Big, important decisions in your life that really, you're the only one that has the business of making these decisions because other people really shouldn't do them for you. But for some reason, you're like, all these other people have this thing that I don't. They're all capable and trusted to make these decisions, and I am not. So I need to keep asking. And you'll notice, like, sometimes people will, like, ask a lot. They'll keep asking. But since it's not coming from within, like, it doesn't feel right, you know? But it's like a self-soothing technique. It's like, I need to feel soothed in this mistrust of myself. And these other people tell me what to do. That makes me feel good for like a minute, but it doesn't sit right because it didn't come from within. So I'm just going to keep asking.
And I feel like I can see times in my past when I didn't have that like internal knowing and I was depending on other people and their opinions to make a decision. And that is how I felt. Like, I need constant validation of like, so this is what I'm supposed to do, right?
And like, right, we're still good.
I'm still not sure. Like, you tell me if I should change my mind instead of like tapping into like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. Like, we can go to other people for advice and feedback, but knowing that ultimately at the end of the day, this is our decision. It's our life. It impacts us. And so we need to trust our own intuition as to what's right for us. And realizing that nobody in the whole world, except your therapist, that was a joke, knows you as well as you know yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, people can weigh in, give opinions, do all this, but at the end of the day, this is your life that you're going to be living, and you're the one that knows what you need the best. You just have to learn to, you know, tap into it and realize what's there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that underlying trust piece, I think. And yeah, it's hard to develop, and it's hard to find, and it's hard when we're comparing ourselves, like KJ mentioned, and all those signs of how you might know if you're struggling with this. It's like, did I make the right choice? Well, she decided this and I decided this, so that must be right. And then you're ruminating and worrying and poring over. It's all that doubt. I've had a lot of clients that have struggled with this, as I've struggled with it in my life. And I remember telling one client when she was like, I don't know what to do. And she had two very good options. They were very good options. I don't know what to do. And just weeks and weeks of kind of like, I can't, I don't know what to do, and all this stuff. And I ended up telling her, I said, you know what? You make a choice. And then after you've made that choice, the thing that you chose was the only option ever. Especially when you're working with two things that are good.
Good,
you know?
Advice. Yeah.
It's like, after you've made that choice, that was the only choice there ever was.
You move on, you let go of that other option, and you don't think what if, and you don't drive yourself nuts.
Yes, because it's that spiral. And so then you live in the reality that you have created for yourself.
But, and you're showing that you do trust yourself, and you're practicing that trust of like, I made this decision and I'm trusting that it was right for me, instead of wondering, but what would this look like if I had done this? And what if I had done this, you know? And I think something that I was thinking as we were preparing for this episode is, if you are like really struggling with knowing and listening to your intuition and stuff, I think it's great to, you know, I'm all about that journaling, but to keep track of like some of these decisions or moments where you felt that intuition and you decided to follow it, and to see like, what happened? What came out of that? Was it really your intuition? Was it not? You know, people talk about this like, is it intuition? Is it anxiety? Because that is a real question that needs to be asked sometimes, because truly a more anxious person will have a thought, I need to lock my door tonight because I will be murdered. That's not really intuition. That's anxiety, you know? But like, that deep knowing where every once in a while you do have like this crazy, like, that person is not safe. That is like your intuition. And you kind of have to journal and notice and keep track of like, how does this turn out when I listen to how this feels? And how does this feel? And I'm noticing it and I'm learning from it. And it's not a perfect science. You're not going to get it right all the time. But I think what Taylor is saying is perfect, where it's like, once you've decided, once you've done something, let go of any regret, let go of whatever, and be okay making mistakes as you learn to trust yourself, because we all make decisions in our life that were the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. But we all also come back around and are still around here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you'll be okay. It's just a matter of fine tuning everything. Mm-hmm. And your knowing and your intuition does not mean like, well, once I've tapped into my intuition, I will live a stress-free, easy life.
I will
life.
Be an enlightened
yes.
entity.
Mm-hmm. And I can chance, like, I will be above my life and see all the paths and be able mm-hmm. to choose the one that will lead me in all these ways. And there is a little bit of that I've seen, like, on Instagram more with the, like, well, I willed it into being and I secreted
that. Oh, I manifested that. This.
Yes, I manifested it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is a little bit different than knowing, but I think people equate it with like,
yes, yes.
I said, I'm going to be a superstar and it's yeah. going to happen for me. And it's like, okay, yeah. but also, is it going to, you know, like it doesn't happen for everyone. Yeah. So some people do get it. And then they're out there like, I manifested this. And I'm like, yeah, but that's because every person who wants something is manifesting in some way. And like, some people get it. That is a yeah. real thing, you know? Anyways, yeah. but it's kind of hard for me to like be on Instagram right now where people are, it's just a special on Instagram where they're like, I've been healing and I've reached this new place of authenticity and all of this. And I think when we're on the other side of it and we're watching them, we think they don't have self-doubt and they make all the right decisions for themselves
yes,
because
yes.
they can trust themselves and they know themselves and they're authentic. And mm-hmm. I think what we have to realize is life is still hard even when you can trust yourself, but yeah. it's a lot easier than when you're not trusting yourself, mm-hmm. I suppose, you know?
Yeah. When I think you have to like trust yourself to make bad decisions too. Like, I think there's something to that. It's like, because we're working from a place of fear, right? Like, I'm afraid I'm going to make the wrong decision. I'm afraid I'm going to choose the bad thing, right? But I think there's an element of trust that we have to have in ourselves that it's like, I trust myself to figure this out. I trust myself to handle this. I trust myself to be able to be emotionally aware and work through whatever's going to happen. It always reminds me of relationships, of course, because everything reminds me of relationships. But it's like when you have, or I've had clients that are like, when you're thinking about who do I choose if people are interested in having a partner, you know, like which partner do I choose? Who do I move in with? Who do I make my boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever? Like, who do I marry? All of these things, you know? And then I have people go, well, I can't trust myself to make this decision because if I look at my history, I made a lot of bad, quote unquote, bad choices.
Right.
I chose mm-hmm. the wrong guy. I chose this bad guy and it was pain and suffering and turmoil and it was really tough and all of these things, right? And I try to frame that for them in a way where it's like, I hear what you're saying and I bet your life would have been very different and maybe easier if you hadn't chosen that guy or that girl or whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of like you can't negate everything that you went through and how you've grown. It's like people imprint on you and they mold you. And those guys or girls that weren't great to you, it's like that molded you in a way which really helped you understand what you did want. You know, it provided you with direction and course correction and new perspective. So then when you're here, you look back and you're like, I made some hard decisions. I made some bad decisions back there. But I think you can't negate everything that you've learned at this point. So you can still trust yourself to make good, medium, great, not good choices. It's just this spectrum. The fact is you need to trust yourself to make choices. Like whether they're bad yeah. or good, you can trust yourself to make choices. And I think that's what those self-assured people who trust themselves do. You know, we look at them, we're like, oh, they make all the right choices. Like Bod is talking about all the people on Instagram. Like mm-hmm. they've got it figured out. They're wise, all this stuff. I think they make choices and that's how they're living their life.
Yeah. And they course correct when the choice mm-hmm. that they make, they recognize in their knowing, in their intuition, like, oh, I made a mistake. And then they will course correct. And that is like the epitome of it is like, oh, I don't want to be in another bad relationship like I was. I didn't know then. Well, it's like, yeah, you didn't know then. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you did know, you got out of the relationship, or the relationship ended and then you knew, or, you know, like at some point you recognized that was not the right relationship for me. So it sounds like you do have that knowing. You just need to tap into it and listen to it and trust it to take care of you, and realize that you aren't going to make every perfect decision, but being able to course correct and listen to your inner knowing to know when to do that is super valuable, you know?
Because if you never make those decisions, you're just here with zero experience or context.
Yeah.
Bound to make poor decisions.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
And I think sometimes too, maybe Taylor, when people are coming to you, they're kind of looking to you to be kind of that judge of like, who should I date? Yeah. Who should I, who, you know?
But I'm like, I would love to tell you exactly what to
do. If only I could. If only that was the right thing to do.
I did that, but I don't.
That's not what we do.
Right. Because, you know, you're like, well, I'm not the one that has to live with that decision. So I am not going to make that decision.
I'm not
going to
touch that
for you. But yeah, that's the whole point, is like trusting yourself, because you and only you are the one that has to live with outcome. And I think making wrong decisions builds resilience, right? Because you have to like course correct and recover. And so, like Taylor, you're saying, trust yourself even through wrong decisions, because you're growing that resilience. You'll be okay through it. It might be painful, but at least you're moving in a direction, right? Yeah. I think anxiety lives in like, when you're stuck.
Yeah. When you're crippled, you just like can't, you cannot move. You're trapped.
Yeah. So how do people who feel trapped and feel stuck kind of heal that inner part in them that will allow them to be decisive and trust themselves? How do you guys work on that with people?
Yeah. I think so. A really, really helpful like kind of meditation moment that you can do is just to spend some time with yourself, like set an alarm for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and you just sit and you just think, what do I need today? What can I give myself? How can I care for myself today? And you just spend 10 minutes thinking about it. You just spend 10 minutes journaling about it. It's just a very centering activity to just think, how do I take care of myself? You know, and it can help you tap into that knowing. And a lot of times when I do that, it comes up with like, well, here's the thing that I'm struggling with. And by the time, you know, I'm sitting there for 10, 15 minutes, I've really thought through a lot of it and kind of come to a place of contentment within myself, you know? So it's giving yourself that literal time and space to just sit, be with just yourself, and allow yourself to think through and listen to yourself and see what kind of rises to the surface, if you will, you know, that's one way you can do it. Try that first. And then we'll go from there, you know, but it's true. Like where you want to start saying like, I maybe don't believe that I have a lot of worth, but I'm going to start acting like I have the same worth as my friend, right? I'm going to start treating myself internally like I treat my friend over here. And I'm going to expect other people to treat me the same way as I treat my friends, you know, just like raising that bar a little bit in your life for the way you treat yourself and the way that you're allowing other people to treat you. Because if we allow people to treat us poorly, it does impact like our knowing, if that makes sense. Like it does diminish our light is what came to mind. But like that, you know, that in like the epitome of who you are, it really does that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think something else that you can do to really build trust with yourself is to not break your own trust, which is much easier said than done. But if I say, and I know myself, right? If I say I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, starting now, I know myself. I will not be doing that. And every day that I say I'm going to do this, I'm breaking trust with myself, right? Because I'm like, I can't rely on myself for anything. Of course I didn't wake up at 6. I knew I wasn't going to. See? Mm-hmm. I can't control myself, you know?
See?
And these are conversations in my head.
See, you? You, me?
Myself? You ruined my life. But it's like, it's looking at that knowing and saying, realistically, who do I want to be? What do I want to do? And how do I slowly build that trust, right? I can build trust and say, I'm going to walk for 10 minutes every day this week. And that is something that I can do. And when I do that, that's a good time to check in, write it down and be like, I did something for myself and I followed through and I can trust myself, you know, and then build from there until you've really built this trust in yourself that when you tell yourself to do something, you do,
you do it,
you know? Yeah.
That's a really good one. Another one that you can try is to try to see things positively. So a big part of this is that self-doubt and not trusting ourselves. And why do we not trust ourselves? Because we're just focusing on all the negative things. We're just like, we have kind of like a purely negative lens on. We're kind of like, oh, well, I made a bad decision then. And if I choose to do this, this is going to happen. And this is going to happen. And this is going to happen. And then everything will be terrible. So I cannot choose that. And then if I choose this one, then this, and this could happen. Can't choose that. I can't do anything. I am nothing. You know, it's like you're just down in the hole. So it sounds so easy, but it's like try a positive visualization. So imagine yourself choosing something and then imagine how positive that can look, you know? So it's kind of like, say you're choosing between, I know, I think these are fun, like between two suitors, you know what I mean? Two people, two suitors that want your hand, you know?
Just really and nice guys.
Really just nice really gals. Nice ones.
You know?
You know, really good ones, you know? And so you're like looking at this guy, you're like, well, he's mean to his mom, so he's probably going to be terrible. And then you look at this one, you're like, you know, he doesn't have a job, which means he's never going to have a job. And then we're going to be homeless. And then we're going to hate each other and we're going to break up, you know? So you're like, this is clearly a bad situation all around. But you're like, let's look at this guy, you know? Let's look at him. How could this be positive? Like, what if this worked out? What would that look like? And then imagine exactly what that would look like. It's like, oh, we chose each other. This was such a good choice. We're enjoying each other. We're creating a life together. We're happy. We're respectful. We're communicating. I have evidence to back all of this up, by the way. This isn't just like wishful thinking. That's why you should choose a partner. That's not what I mean. But it's like, oh, yes, I could see all of these things realistically happening in a positive light. So just try to see the positive of the situation instead of the negative. And the positive should help to propel you towards a choice that seems good and positive.
Yeah. Because when you do that worst case scenario, which we often do when we're trying to do anything, right? It's really hard to make a decision when the worst case scenario is on the table.
Yeah.
It is very hard to make a decision. Mm-hmm. So you practice giving equal weight to a positive outcome. You know, if I'm going to worst case scenario it, then I'm going to best case scenario it too.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did this. I have an example, a real life one. I found a lump in my breast and that was very scary. And I found myself.
Seems really normal, Taylor.
I know. It's like totally so fine, right?
It's fine.
Like not scary at all.
Like, don't worry.
Yes. And so my choices there were to like go get a mammogram or just wait. You know, just wait until my yearly or something like that. It's probably nothing. It's been there before and all this stuff. But I was sitting in a negative space. And so I was like, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to get a mammogram. And then I'm going to have a lump. And they're going to biopsy it. And then it's going to be breast cancer. And then the breast cancer is going to be very, very advanced. And I won't have any options. And I, this is like legit thought process. So buckle up. You know, and
I mean,
then
I'm hearing it.
I'm going to die. And then I will leave my children here without me and they need me, you know, and then they will be motherless. And then my husband will have to single parent and that sucks. And then I will be gone. Like that was like the lens. That was the negative
real spiral. Worst case scenario there.
You know? Very yeah. worst case.
Yeah.
Bad case scenario. And yeah. then I sat in there. I was very, very crippled. And then I thought finally, and this took me some time, but I finally got myself over to the other side. And I was like, or I could go and I could have a mammogram and be kind of uncomfortable probably a little bit. But and then I could get my results. And what if those results are completely normal? And then I can feel this lump and not feel anxious every time. And I could feel positive and I could feel hopeful and I could feel relief. And I could have that piece of my brain back that's been completely occupied by this for months. That is also something that could happen. And that yeah, one and felt very good. So I did that one, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing is you just face it head on. And I think this is a great example where it's like Taylor could go in and it could be really bad breast cancer. These things Absolutely. Do happen, you know, mm-hmm. but to be able to confront life, to trust yourself, to handle whatever comes mm-hmm. instead of hiding and being like, this is not a problem, even though every time I'm showering, I am freaking out and going yeah. all the way down the road, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, it's trusting yourself. I can handle what mm-hmm. comes. Mm-hmm. And most times, statistically, it is not the worst case scenario. It is very mm-hmm. rarely the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. It does exist in our world, which is why we all jump to it unnecessarily, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's saying that does exist. And I trust that I can handle it if that comes. Mm-hmm. And maybe I can't handle it, but I trust that I can find people who can. And I, you know what I mean? It's just having this level of like, I can't just hide and not live my life because I don't trust myself to make any decisions. I don't mm-hmm. trust myself to be able to handle anything difficult. It's pushing yourself and being strong and realizing as you push yourself, oh, I am strong. Like, mm-hmm. I can do these things. This is amazing. You know, I can confront this and make a call to the doctor and I can go in and I have high anxiety while I'm waiting for those results. But mm-hmm. I lived through that, you know, and then I hopefully learn for the next time. I don't need to worst case scenario this. I can just handle it and I deal with things as they come, you know, mm-hmm. that yeah. kind of a thing.
So there you go. Trust.
Trust yourself. Trust yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely takes a lot of rebuilding, you know? Mm-hmm. It just takes like, even you could just start with little decisions, mm-hmm. you know? Like, okay.
Not necessarily to mammogram or not mammogram or to marry or not to marry. Mine are always very extreme. KJ has better ones. Yeah, listen to
her. It's like, what book do I start next?
Mm.
Or what outing do I do today that will help yeah. me feel good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Tapping into you, not other people.
Choosing yeah. a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Small decisions and like trusting yourself to just do something for you and then watch as it hopefully plays out well mm-hmm. and then building off of that. I don't know, I think trauma and like relationships and things can just kind of suck the life out of us as far as mm-hmm. trusting ourselves. And so it takes time to rebuild that, trust yourself again, recognize that your emotions are valid, the entire spectrum of emotion, sit in them, feel them, process them. It's mm-hmm. all interlinked.
Yeah.
Beautiful symphony of life.
Of symphony, yes.
Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any other thoughts, Sam?
Don't ask me because we'll just be here all night.
I know. I think we're good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
This seems like a good stopping place.
So we very don't natural, talk all night.
Yeah.
Natural stopping point.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thanks for trusting us with your time. And hopefully we did not waste it. And that yes. something in here was helpful. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if this was a waste of time, people just clicked out of it because...
Yeah, they're not here right now. I really hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
actually probably a poor decision, but yeah. they'll never know that I said
they
this.
Won't know. They would have missed something really important. So you made it yeah. to the end. Congratulations.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We want to create a community of inclusion where we can have conversations about topics that you need help with or have questions about. We want you to have a voice in this process, so please let us know what you want to hear about on future episodes. You can email us at thoughtspod@gmail.com, and if you search Thoughts Pod, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All original music is composed by Milan Bryich from Valley of the Bears, and our logos are by Rick Thomas. Thanks for joining us.